Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Gillette Pozos, and here with me today, I have two guests live in the studio, in person. We have Omar Pozos, my wonderful co-host. Woo! And we have Miss Alex Long, our head coach, head dietitian at VGFN. She is here with us in person to record today.
Hello, hello. First ever three-way podcast.
Yes.
I love it. And I like how you're like, yeah, we're in the recording studio, aka our kitchen.
aka I'm currently in my pajamas.
Yeah, for you guys watching on the video, literally, Alex, we just rolled out of bed, had some breakfast. Like, all right, let's create some content. Let's do a podcast.
So. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, we were walking on the beach yesterday and we're like, you know, we really should record quarter podcast this weekend while we're here all together in person. We have the opportunity. We're like, well, what can we record about? And I think it was Omar that originally suggested, like, hey, we should do our biggest mistakes of 2022.
Yeah.
And really tell all.
Yeah.
And reveal anything, our biggest secrets.
It's like, you know, it's January. We're getting, you know, things going. So as we kind of reflected on what 22 did, there were a lot of mistakes that I made personally that I was just like, I think that would be just really helpful just to show people. It's like, we're human too. Like, we do a lot of we have a lot of mistakes and shit goes wrong, you know, every single day. So, yeah. How do you guys want to do it? Alex, you want to start? Kick us off?
Sure.
Share your mistakes with us, Alex.
My biggest secrets. Honestly, reflecting on 2022 as a whole, I think the number one biggest mistake that I made was putting too much time into work and not enough time into my personal life. And not just time into myself. Like, it wasn't a matter of you know, not taking enough time for myself. But honestly, I think in part it was too much work and too much time for myself. I really neglected my relationship. And over the course of the entire year, I mean, I just remember weekend after weekend, I was in the conference room that I normally work at in my apartment building. You know, Nelson would want to go out and do these things, or like, hey, let's have a date night. Hey, let's do this. Let's play video games together. And every weekend I'd be like, no, I have to work. And at the time, I mean, I was doing a lot of really awesome stuff with VGFN. And don't get me wrong, like, I love this job. I love this business. And I really think I made the same mistake that you've previously talked about on your social media, pouring yourself so much into this business because you love it and you're passionate about it, that you sacrifice these other buckets in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't put enough into those other buckets. And then when you burn out, you've got nothing left, right? Yeah. And I think as a result of that, I was so excited to work on all these new projects with VGFN as head coach. I was really diving into functional nutrition and really having so much fun learning and researching and trying to, you know, do these hormone reviews, these lab work reviews for our clients, make them super thorough, because I really wanted to give that to people. I wanted to give that to you guys. And as a result, like I said, I really sacrificed time with my husband, time on our relationship, time with him and our little puppy, Emmy, and I missed out on a lot of things. And it really negatively affected me and our relationship as a byproduct. And we had our we had our wedding, actually. Backstory, we've been legally married for about 2 years now, but we finally got to have our wedding, our actual ceremony and reception on the beach, November 19th of 2022. And right before that, you know, him and I kind of blew up. And a lot of it comes back to the fact that I was just pushing him away. I didn't want to spend time with him because I was pouring myself so much into work. And, you know, that really negatively affected me personally to the point where, you know, I remember, you know, us working on our relationship. We actually started going to couples counseling, which has been amazing for us. We had an amazing time at our wedding, took a little vacation afterwards, felt like we really reconnected. And I felt so refreshed after that. I had the most productive 3 days of my life after coming back from that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after a week of PTO. I was like, wow, like this is the value of taking time off. This is the value of, you know, taking a vacation. And I kind of felt like a fraud, to be honest, because I was over here telling you to take time off and to relax and slow down. I tell our clients like, hey, don't forget to pour your own cup up first, right? Mm-hmm. Like fill your own cup up first, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to take time for yourself. You have to set those boundaries. And I was not listening to my own advice at all. Yeah. And then when we came back from our little mini honeymoon, we turned around and went to Arizona, the conference that we went to in Arizona. And then after that, we just kind of went right back into a super busy work week. And I just absolutely broke. I absolutely broke. And I really think it was just a compilation of the entire year not making time for my personal life, not making time for myself, and really not sticking to my own boundaries. You know, I think about like, what if you had a friend that always bailed on you? Or if you had a friend that always walked into your apartment unannounced, not even knocking on a door, no phone call ahead of time, they're, you know, disrespecting your boundaries. They're not following through on the promises that they're keeping or they're making to you, right? They're not keeping their promises. And that's exactly what I was doing to myself. I wasn't sticking to my working hours. I wasn't respecting my boundaries. I wasn't respecting my energy or my body. I wasn't resting when, you know, my body told me to rest. And as a result, now I'm really suffering from a lot of similar health issues that you were in the beginning of this year, Vanessa. And I mean, I'm sure that could be a whole other podcast. I have my Dutch test currently in processing, but I really think it all comes back to just not making, you know, not only myself, but really our relationship a priority. And that truly, you know, ended up just exploding and affecting so many other areas of my health and well-being.
Yeah.
It's such a great lesson, because really it's so many of us, we pour ourselves into our work, because especially if it is something like with this, we're so passionate about what we do. We love what we do. I know that you love every bit of your work. And because we have that love and we let it sometimes become such a big part of us, that it's almost like having a unhealthy codependent relationship with somebody, where it's like you just really become that person. And then it's going to pull away from your own individual identity, and it's going to affect you in ways. And like you were saying, if that's the only bucket you're pouring into is that work bucket, then all the other buckets dry up. And if you accidentally kick that bucket over, like, you know, what hypothetically potentially happened after having a lot of travel, taking some time off, and then coming back and now having a bigger workload on your plate there, that's like kicking the bucket over. And now suddenly you're like, oh crap, now all my buckets are empty.
Yeah, yeah. I had nothing
we
left.
We have to fill our other buckets. Otherwise, we're just going to be drained.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I just want to give a shout out to Nelson, because I've been in his position and a little bit different with Vanessa, but I know how hard that can be for your significant other.
Yeah.
And for the person on the other side looking outside in and being like, what the hell? Like, where are we, or what are we doing? Like, what are we doing to continue to grow our relationship? And it's really freaking hard, because on the other end, you're like, am I, it almost starts to, you know, you start to second guess yourself. You start to ask yourself questions like, am I enough? Or like, is there something that I'm doing that's causing her to act this way or this person this way? But it's, you know, I like to remind myself that it's not anything that I'm doing or it's anything that I need to do. It's just, you need to get your own shit together and figure your stuff out, right? Whether it's, you know, you or whoever it is. But yeah, it's really hard as a guy or as a partner to be on the receiving end of that stuff. So shout out to Nelson.
I feel so bad still to this day, because like really for the first half of the year, he really tried. Yeah. Like he really did try, and I subconsciously really did just keep pushing him away. And eventually he stopped trying. He stopped asking. He kind of went off and did his own thing, started pouring himself into his own career.
Yeah.
And you know, when everything kind of blew up, there was, like I said, there was at one point we didn't even know if our wedding was going to happen. I genuinely thought we were going to call it off, but he came back and realized that it was kind of both of our faults. We were both pouring way too much into our own work and just not taking enough time to reflect on our relationship, on ourselves. And like I said, I mean, when I reflect on not just this past year, but really my whole life, I've been grinding. And seriously, like, I felt like such a hypocrite when I'm over here like drinking caffeine at, you know, 3 o'clock just to get the rest of my work done. And I'm telling you not to drink any caffeine.
Your work, you're telling your clients.
Literally, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a terrible coach. I'm a terrible dietitian. I'm literally like doing the exact opposite of what I know I should be doing when I'm telling these other people to do. And honestly, like, me opening up about that is just to say like, hey, I'm human too. I'm not perfect. We all have our struggles. We all have these really difficult seasons of life, and it's okay to make mistakes, because I sure as heck learned from it really, really quick. And now going into this year, I'm setting stricter boundaries and I am upholding those boundaries for myself. I am not working on weekends anymore. Nelson and I talked about scheduling in a monthly date night to really check in with each other. Yes. Like, have those, like, that time away where we're both disconnected from work and really reconnecting on each other. And again, it just comes back to keeping those promises that you make to yourself and actually following through. And that can go for anything, any habit, anything that you want to do, like whether it's, you know, sticking to a boundary at work or going to the gym, like whatever it is, keep that promise, follow through like you would for a best friend, and you're just going to feel so much better.
Yeah. And there's something to be said too about setting those individual boundaries to where when you know you're at work, you got to work and you focus, you get stuff done, you get your tasks, you're motivated, you're concentrated, you do that. And then when you're at the gym or, you know, on date nights, like you're present, you're where your feet are and you focus on that particular specific thing. And I think it's just more fulfilling because it's like you're just diving all in into that one particular aspect of your life at whatever time it might be right now. I think it's just so powerful to do that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I love that. All right.
It's my turn.
It's your turn. We're putting you on the hot seat.
Well, you know, I feel like I've poured out a lot of my struggles throughout the year as they've been happening at different times. And so honestly, you know, when we first mentioned this kind of topic for a podcast, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of things I can mention, a lot of mistakes that I've made. But really, you know, I think I don't even almost don't like the word mistake, because it's really just been learning lessons and growth opportunities throughout the year. And I think I have grown more in this year than I have cumulatively in the last 5 years. And a lot of that has been through trial and error. And so for me, like when I think of what my first or my biggest mistake from 2022, I really think back to the very beginning of 2022. And it's funny because if I had a time machine and I could go back in time and talk to that version of Vanessa, she had no idea what was on the horizon for her. It felt like going into 2022, everything was amazing. The business growth was just taking off. You know, our relationship was great. You were about to quit your job to come full time into VGFN. You know, everything was just wonderful. I was really happy, like being back in Florida by my family, like just so many things seemed to be going really, really good, like almost unbelievably good. The only thing was I was starting to notice like, you know, some different things maybe going on with my body. Like I was just noticing that like, you know, I've gained a little bit of weight this last like 6 months or so. You know, I got off birth control towards the end of, you know, summer 2021. So, you know, think early 2022, I was like really just getting my cycle back, but it was just really irregular. Things were just like deep down, I knew something wasn't quite right, but I was like, oh, you know, like it's fine. It's good. It's fine. I'm just going to keep pouring myself into work. So same theme here as Alex. I really was just like, you know what? Work is my life right now. Work is my baby right now. I love my work. So it's like, what? There's nothing wrong with just completely pouring myself into this. And so at the beginning of 2022, I was waking up every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. or 5:30 a.m. at the latest, waking up, making a cup of coffee, reading a self-development book, doing some journaling or meditation, and then diving into work by 6:30 in the morning. And I wouldn't eat breakfast until probably like 8 a.m. or so. And I would just work until I got too hungry, that then I would eat breakfast. And then I would go back and work until I felt like I was too tired. And then I would go to the gym and I would just crush myself in a workout that I was working out harder than I probably had ever worked out before. I was doing, I think maybe like a 4 times a week, just like pretty high volume, pretty intense strength training program. And I would, you know, go do my workout probably like towards the middle of the day as a break. Then I'd come back and I would eat a lunch, and then I would just like work all afternoon, pretty much get busy, probably skip a snack. And part of me was like, oh, you know, I'm feeling a little fluffy right now. It's okay if I miss a snack or a meal here. Like, you know, maybe it'll just kind of help me at least like lose this little bit that I feel like I've gained lately. And I just was stuck in that cycle for a while. And then I, you know, probably towards the end of January, I was noticing that, like, you know what? I feel like I'm just, like, everything seems to be really great right now, except for I feel like my body is probably like a little bit softer than I want it to be. So I was like, I feel like I want to kind of go into a fat loss phase here. And here's the kicker. I was actually working with a coach at the time who really, you know, honestly, great coach. I, you know, had some like highs and lows working with her. But at the time, you know, she was like, you know, I think we should probably just stay at maintenance here for a little while. And I was honestly at this point, like, I'd been working with her for over a year, and I was just honestly thinking, like, you know, I really want to go into a calorie deficit right now. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to take a break from coaching. I stopped working with her. And as soon as I stopped working with her, I put myself into a calorie deficit. Not like a huge deficit, just like a little one, which it should have, my body should have responded to this level of deficit. And I went into the deficit and I was still training really hard, still waking up early, starting my day with coffee, still working as much as I could. And I followed that for like 2 months, nothing happened. Yet some things started to happen that I didn't want. My digestion suddenly was getting really bad. I was suddenly getting just more and more tired. Now I went from just having that cup of coffee first thing when I wake up to having that cup of coffee at like 5 a.m., having another cup of coffee around like with my breakfast around like 8, 9 a.m., and then having another cup of coffee in the afternoon. And let me be clear, these are like Nespresso coffees that are like 180 milligrams per cup.
Yeah.
So do the math here. I was having about like 600 milligrams of caffeine on a daily basis. And then there was, of course, days that I would treat myself to like a Starbucks cold brew, which God knows those things are extremely caffeinated.
And what's a normal intake of caffeine per day? 150?
The upper 200? Limit is 400 milligrams.
And you were 200 above that?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Wow.
And so, of course, like I look back at it and I'm just like, God, like facepalm, how could I have been so dumb?
Facepalm.
Like I really, I have, and I'm almost embarrassed to share these things because the reality is I knew that that was not a good idea. I had the knowledge. I was still doing some one-on-one coaching. I still had some personal clients as well at that point in time. And I was telling them the same things that somebody needed to be telling me. I was telling them to slow down. I was telling them they're not ready for a calorie deficit. We need to reverse diet. I was telling them different things. Yet when I would turn to myself, it's really, really hard when, you know, I'm just getting in my head. I'm worrying about how I look, and I'm just letting that completely override my knowledge and my actual awareness around what my body really truly needs.
Yeah.
And so I just kept digging myself into a deeper and deeper hole, training harder. And guess what? As I was going about this, now again, I'm in this little bit of a calorie deficit. I'm still grinding in the gym 3-4 days a week. And I got to the point where suddenly now I'm doing these workouts and my body is just like not recovering. Like I would work out and normally I would maybe take a rest day before I go back to the gym. That day when I'd go back to the gym after the rest day, I would just be like not even sore, but like in pain. Like I felt like maybe I pulled a muscle. And so then I started to like just pull back my workouts because I was like, okay, for some reason I'm not recovering well. Maybe I, you know, I've done something a little bit wrong here. So if my shoulders are hurt in here, then maybe I need to just lay off on my upper body movements. And so it's like, okay, I'm just going to target my lower body a little bit more. And then soon suddenly I'm like, now I feel like I'm having issues in my lower body. And it was just like one thing after another, my body was sending me all these signals of like, you have got to slow down. You have got to stop. And I just completely was oblivious to it. And I'm telling you this, you guys, of like, this was a huge mistake because I dug myself into a really deep hole that if I could have that time machine and I could go back in time and tell that January Vanessa of like, hey, here's what is to come. Don't do these things. I mean, I think the year would have been completely different, but I don't regret it because I think it taught me some things that are just invaluable life lessons.
Let me ask you this, because as you were kind of saying, like, you know, getting up early, doing some reading, diving into work, you know, super early in the morning, going to the gym, like that's kind of what I've been trying to do the last couple of weeks. And I'm like, shit, I'm like, what is like the biggest, I guess, take like from your perspective, now that you've gone through this whole thing and you've done it, like looking back at it, like for somebody that's like, hey, I'm in January, like new year, new me, like I'm motivated, I'm excited, and it's doing all of these things. Like, what would you say, like, to either do or not do when it comes to something like this, or for somebody that has that urge, that motivation?
Yeah, well, I know that you and I have talked about this before too, that I do believe that men have a little bit of a higher resiliency.
Yeah, but I don't want to get myself to a hole where I'm drinking, you know, 600 milligrams.
Oh, exactly. And that being said too, I think monitoring your caffeine intake is a huge way of like gauging where you're at with stressing your body.
Okay.
Because you're going to start to get tired and you're going to start to reach for more caffeine to try and help override the tiredness. What I should have done back then is realize, hey, I'm feeling really tired. Maybe that's a sign from my body that I need to take a break. Mm. That I need to slow down. That I need to take a day off of work. I need to not work through the weekends, like you were saying, Alex. Yeah. I need to maybe take some time off from the gym. I need to eat a lot more food. Like, these are all things that are like, my body is sending me the signal that it's tired. I should interpret that to mean slow down, not, oh, I'm tired, let me override that signal by adding caffeine. So if you're now, you know, you used to have one cup of caffeine a day, now you're on to two, or now you're drinking something stronger, now you're having an energy drink as well, now you're drinking pre-workout too. Like, these are all signs that you are overriding those signals that are telling you to slow down, and you just have to listen, because it will bite you in the butt later.
Yeah. And it's almost like, kind of, you know, like you said, having almost like a performance enhancement drug as caffeine, right? It's like, take that away. It's like, listen to your body. How do you really feel? And if you're tired, then maybe let's cut back on some of this thing, that the stuff that you are doing, because we want to do this long term. It's not, I want to do this for 3 months and then burn myself out, and then the next, you know, 8 months of 2023 is me recovering.
Another really super small actionable tip, if you are that person that wants to develop a morning routine, wants to wake up and do some reading, some journaling, and then, you know, if you do work from home and you can have flexible hours, like, yeah, starting your day a little bit earlier so that you can end earlier.
Exactly.
So not working,
not just
through,
work all day long.
Yeah. So that you can end earlier is key. But I will say, have your coffee with your breakfast,
yes,
not before your breakfast. Yeah. Because if you're drinking that caffeine first thing on an empty stomach, your cortisol is going to skyrocket. That is very, very overstimulating for your adrenals, as opposed to having food in your stomach before consuming that caffeine. It's going to be a little bit easier on your system.
That's literally what I do. Yeah. I get up and drink a cup of coffee on an empty stomach. So starting tomorrow,
there you go. Out.
Man, this podcast is giving me so many tidbits.
That's
already.
What's funny is I feel like you've done a lot of the things that I've done delayed, and I'm like, this is one of those things where I'm like, don't do that, babe. Yeah. Like, just because I was doing that,
yeah,
like, that's not, don't start doing that now. Yeah. So
no, I mean, I was telling you guys, I love waking up early just to read, to be alone with my thoughts, but again, implementing little things like you said, Alex, waiting to have my coffee with breakfast as opposed to doing it, you know, at 6 a.m. is going to be huge. And if anything, just listening to my body. If I'm tired, like, I'm tired. It is what it is.
And I should say, like, my goal is to get back to a place where I can wake up early and not need coffee.
Yeah.
That's my goal. Because right now I just sleep in a little bit more than I used to. I get up at like 7:30 most days now.
Yeah. I will say though, one of the things that we've done pretty well is we go to bed relatively early. Like, we're in bed by 9:15 at the latest. So I do get, regardless of whether if I wake up at 5 or 6, I still get my 8-7 hours of sleep. So
yeah,
at least I've done that part.
Really quick, circling back to now, both of our biggest mistakes of 2022 being not listening to our body, not setting stricter boundaries, pouring ourselves too much into work. I remember you talked about this on other podcasts, kind of feeling self-conscious. Oh, I'm gaining a little bit of weight. What will people think? Like, I'm supposed to be a coach. I'm supposed to be the face of my company right now. I'm feeling like I need to look a certain way in order to be a good example.
That word fraud starts to come up.
Yeah, but then even for me, it's so funny how we as coaches really do also need coaches to tell us what we're telling our clients, right? But for me, it always comes back to that identity piece. And maybe you can relate to this too. I was putting my whole identity into head coach, dietitian, employee. Like, I am nothing without my work. So if I don't do a really freaking good job, then who am I? Where is my my worth? And I think that honestly could be applied to any lesson here. Like, your identity, your worth is not defined by your body. It's not defined by the quality of your work either. And being productive and successful can look different for everybody. And it's not about just pushing yourself until you burn out in order to gain that recognition. It's about having that self-confidence to say that, hey, I know I do good work, and I know that I'm going to do even better work if I take time off, if I take time to rest, if I slow down, listen to my body, and stick to my boundaries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, an important thing to even note on that before we jump to Omar's mistake of 2022, you know, when it comes to...
I didn't make any, so we're good.
Okay, good, good. We're going to cut you.
Yeah.
You know, when it really comes to like what you're talking about of that word identity, and so many people, if you ask them like, oh, describe what is your identity? They would talk about their roles and like they would talk about their career, what they do for a living, or they would talk about like, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter. Like, they talk about like the roles that they play in life. And your true identity is something that you're born with. It's something that you had as a child. It's something that you have always had within you, even as your body changed and ebbed and flowed, as your roles in life changed. You weren't born a mother. You weren't born, hey, online coach. Like, you weren't born these things. So, like, we identify as like, oh, my identity is that I'm a coach. That's not your true identity. And that was, I did a lot of that work this year, figuring out what is my true identity. And I ended up discovering that my true identity is I'm a hard worker. That's what I identify as. And I was mistakenly thinking that my identity being a hard worker meant that I'm a hard worker in my work, in my career, in how I run this company in the past, and how I coached, and how all I do, and all these things that I do. And I had to take a step back and realize that, like, hey, my identity can be I'm a hard worker because I'm doing hard work in our relationship.
Yeah.
I'm doing hard work right now on my health.
Yes.
I'm doing hard work on all these areas that are really uncomfortable to do the hard work. And it's comfortable to lean into our career and do the hard work. It's comfortable to grind it out, work long hours, work through the weekend and be like, oh man, I'm just such a hard worker. It's not comfortable to be like, I'm going to take a break from work today. I'm going to sleep in, even though Omar's getting up early to start work, because I need to do this hard work on my body and heal my hormones and heal my body internally. That's hard work.
Yeah. Yes. And didn't you just say this? Like, we're human. We're not human doers. We're human beings, right? So it's like, get your identity. Who are you? Like, that doesn't equate to what you do or what it is that you pour yourself into at work. It's like, you know, sitting back, asking yourself the questions of like, what do I want to, you know, who do I want to become? Like, what are my values? And ask myself, like, what is my why and stuff like that. And funny, that kind of, I guess I'll just go.
Yeah, jump in there.
But that kind of goes into, and I thought mine was going to be a little bit different than what you guys are saying. But, you know, that was one of the things that I think I let this past year get to me was I let stories, I let my own preconceived notion of who I thought I was control my actions and control like what I did on a daily basis. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think at times there were, you know, a lot of instances where I got into that all or nothing mentality where, you know, if we got to Friday night and we went out to eat, I was like, oh, if I'm going to eat a cookie, what's two cookies? What's three cookies? And then the next morning I didn't feel very good, but I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, I worked hard. I deserved it. You know, reward myself kind of thing. Or, you know, even around the holidays, sometimes I'm like, oh, if I'm going to have a cocktail, like, what's three cocktails? Like, it's okay. Like, I'll be fine. Like, I've worked hard for the last couple of months. Right. But then again, it's me letting myself and letting like my stories like control myself, like zooming in and being like, I just want to, I don't know, enjoy the moment. Like, I just want to be, you know, have fun now, as opposed to zooming out and thinking to myself, like, okay, asking myself questions like, how am I going to feel tomorrow? Like, is this going to serve me, or is this going to put me closer to the person I want to become? Or instead, is this going to affect me and not help me get to where I want to go? So that was my biggest thing to me. And I saw a quote on like James Clear in his newsletter, but he was basically like, every action you take is a deposit to the person you want to become. And I forgot about that. And it was so hard for me to just be like, well, you know, the business is doing well. Like, I quit my job, like started entrepreneurial journey. I've been working with, you know, through a successful like reverse cut this past spring. And then I have upped my calories and I'm working on building muscle. I'm like, things are going great. Like, I'm doing everything I can, But then along the way, I forgot to ask myself, like, you know, who do I want to become? Like, I know I'm not where I want to be with my goals, my aspirations, but along the way, I just forgot. And I'm like, and it wasn't honestly till probably, I would say probably November, December, as, you know, we had our huge like Black Friday sale and we were so busy. And then we had Thanksgiving, we were traveling. We had the wedding. We had just gotten back from Europe. There was so much stuff going on. And I was telling Kat, I was, you know, my coach Kat now, Coach Kat.
Coach Kat, shout out.
I was telling her, I was like, I just feel like whatever I do is not good enough to my standards. So what's the point of even trying? And she was like, okay, let's take a look at this. Let's dive deeper into this. You know, she's in one of the best analogies she gave me was she's like, you know, there are blast off periods where yes. things are going to be great. You're going to make the progress. You're going to hit the workouts. You're going to adhere to your nutrition standards that you normally do. And then there's cruise periods where things aren't necessarily as good, but you're still making progress, right? And it's about sitting back and telling myself, you know, am I making those deposits today? Did I move the needle forward to be the person that I ultimately want to become? And it's not going to happen. And this is kind of my own thing too. It's for me, and I hate to admit this, but like, I'm instant gratification right away. I'm like, I give me the transformation now. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put the time or effort into it. But along the way, like, it doesn't work like that. And I say this all the time. And it's like, you know, if you expect to have a transformation in 30, 60, 90 days, you're probably looking at things a little bit in not the probably the best lens, right?
A little too short-sighted.
Right, exactly. And so for me, it was like, okay, I'm 30. So what do I want to feel like at 35? Or what do I want to feel like at 40? As opposed to be like, how do I want to look, you know, this summer kind of thing. So I really forgot about that. So her and kind of me sitting down these last couple of weeks and really diving more into like that book that I'm reading, like, you know, Choose Your Story, Choose Your Life kind of thing. And even like little instances like last night, Alex, when I was like, you know, I'm just really bad at money. I was like, wait, that doesn't serve me. That's not the identity that I want to have for myself.
You actively reframed that thought
too. I was literally like, you know what? I've even sitting down, I'm like, I've, you know, paid off my car. Like, I've paid off my student loans. I'm not terrible at money. Like, there's some shit that's working, right?
You're working to get better.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's, we're all a work in progress. So you telling yourself, I just can't do this. I'm not good at money, or I just can't do nutrition. I just can't do training. It doesn't serve you. Mm-hmm. And it's that story that you start to use to give yourself an excuse as to why you failed, or why you're not worth achieving something, or why you're not worth asking for help. So that's my biggest thing this year is asking for help, asking for, you know, and as a guy, it's really freaking
really hard.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I don't have it all figured out. I want people to, and I'm also the oldest. And, you know, like I was telling you, Alex, as we were on our walk this morning, like I want to take care of my mom. I want to take care of my family one day. And for me to just sit here and say like, I need help because I don't have everything figured out is really hard. But I want to lean into that discomfort this year to where it's like, okay, if I need to change my thoughts, or I need to go back to square one and think about more about my core values and the person that I am, then I'm going to do that. And I want to do that because once I have that foundation, then things will come, you know, the process will lead me to where I want to go. But otherwise, if I'm just kind of throwing crap at a wall, for lack of a better word, then that's where I get discouraged. Cause I'm like, I don't see the progress that I want. So it's kind of tied into what you guys were saying a little bit with
yours is deep.
I know.
Love it. It honestly reminds me of the activity that we did at the VGFN retreat. The core values, but my specific talk, creating your new identity, kind of recognizing, okay, the actions that you are taking are probably in alignment with the identity that you've created for yourself, identifying as a hard worker and pouring yourself into work to kind of prove yourself to that identity. And now we're at this pivot point where we're recognizing that those actions aren't serving us anymore. And we don't want to do these things anymore. They're not serving us. We're, you know, as a result, it's affecting our health. It's affecting our physical health, mental health. We want to make a change. How do we make a change that's actually sustainable? We have to create a new identity.
Yeah.
We have to actually dig deep and ask ourselves, okay, who are we outside of our careers in our case? And for other people, it might just be exactly that question. What kind of person do I want to be? The identity of someone who has the ideal week, the ideal life, the ideal work-life balance. what do they do in a given day? Who yeah. are they? And really getting clear on that, I think, is so, so powerful.
Yeah. And I think the hardest part of that to me as a guy, and you guys give me your perspectives, I think at times when you start to ask yourself the questions and pull at the thread a little bit, you start to really uncover that you've probably outgrown relationships too,
yeah.
or you've outgrown your environment. So it's time to, in order for you to become that person you want to become, you probably need to seek new friends. And that's really freaking hard because, you know, I think as human beings, like, we want to feel part of something, right? And it's like, holy shit, like, if I now have to seek a whole new group of friends, like, that's scary. But at the end of the day, it's okay to, it's going to be scary because, you know, like we always say, like, change is scary.
Yeah.
And, but you seeking, you know, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations, putting yourself in rooms where you might feel like, I don't know, the low man on a totem pole kind of thing, like, that's what growth is. And that's where growth happens. And so that's one of the things I just want to remind everybody is, like, it's going to be scary and it's going to, like, cause your stomach to turn, but do it anyways, because
do it scared.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen, or who knows what kind of new relationships you're going to foster and create and lead you to being that person that you ultimately do want to become, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're looking at me with like these like eyes, and I don't know what to make of it.
She's admiring him.
I know. I think she just fell in love with me.
Hard eyes. Well, so, sounds like you, well, Omar, what is your, now with learning that lesson of 2022, making that mistake, what is your kind of like one action item that you're going to do to not make that mistake in 2023, or just to learn from that mistake?
That's a good question. So one of the things that I want to do, and I actually learned it from the book by Kendra Hall, is I want to be more open on my social media about this kind of stuff, but I also want to post stories of myself doing hard stuff. So when I do get in that situation, if I'm like self-doubting, I can go to my own Instagram and be like, wow, I've gone through all that. So I'm going to start posting stuff like that. Just one, for people to get to know me, but two, for my own reminder, as like, this is the person who I am, because it's my own profile.
Like a vulnerability journal.
Yeah, it's my own profile out there. And it's like, when I get, you know, again, stuck, or when I get, you know, have these stories, I'm like, I'm just going to go to my profile. I'm like, holy shit, like, I've done all this. Like, okay, I'm okay.
Survived 100% of your hardest days.
And then, of course, I'm working now with a life coach. So that's really exciting. And I can imagine, I think one of my top priorities is to write down my core values and, if anything, update them and just figure out, like, have a set of standards of being like, okay, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I do not do. And have that be as my guide.
Yeah, love that.
Yep.
Well, for
mine,
yeah. So for me, it's really going to be 2023 is the year of really listening to my body first. And I know we talked about this of like, we're reflecting on like, what do we want to keep, start and stop doing from 2022 going into 2023. And for me, one of the things is like, I'm going to keep listening to my body, because I think that's a lesson that I learned in 2022. And I really want to lean more into that. But I want to start adding a little bit more of that structure that I know was really in, like, something that I really enjoyed. I really like having structure in my days, but now do it from this new perspective of like, what does my body need, and allowing that to guide my decisions, and constantly check in with that.
Love that. I think mine is first and foremost going to be remembering and reminding myself every single day that my worth is not defined by my work. My success, my productivity does not define who I am, does not define, you know, my worth as a person, as an employee, as a wife, or any of this, because I think that's where I really get hung up. If I feel like my worth is defined by the quality of my work that I give clients, and then I have one bad day or I have one unhappy client, then it's like my world just breaks.
Yeah.
Absolutely heartbreaking, because I care so much. I want everyone to be happy and to succeed, but like, it's really a knife to my own identity, my own self-confidence. So 2023 for me is going to be about finding that self-worth and that self-confidence outside of work, and sticking to my damn boundaries and closing the computer.
Yes.
Seriously. Workday shutdown routine. You and I already talked about that. I created mine. I'm going to follow it. And really just not working on weekends is a huge thing for me. Not just, you know, I say this, it's a Saturday as we're recording.
Other than these types of things.
Honestly, this is kind of fun though.
Yeah, this is fun. I honestly love podcasting. But for me, when I'm home with Nelson, especially since his schedule is all over the place, weekends are really the only time that we can have quality time together. And I want to be more efficient and effective with my time in my work week so that I can get everything done that I want or need to get done Monday through Friday, so I can really just disconnect and be present with him. Because I think about future family. Okay, what kind of person, what kind of mom do I want to be for my kids? How do I want to model this life for my future kids? I want them to see a mom who is present, who connects with her husband, who goes outside and spends time with them and has fun with them and doesn't just say, no, honey, I can't. I have to get back to work. That is not the kind of parent that I want to be. So really moving forward and thinking about that every single day is going to be huge for me.
Yeah. Funny you say that. I was just telling Vanessa, I was like, you know, I feel like we need to figure out or do some activities outside of work that automatically make us be out of our office by a certain time. Because I feel like when you have a time limit, you're more focused, you're more lasered in, as opposed to like, oh, I don't have anything to do, so I'm just going to work till 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And then you're like, oh, you're just kind of meandering around during the day, you know?
But yeah. Scheduled date nights.
Yeah. Exactly. Awesome. Well, thanks guys for sharing your biggest mistakes. And for our listeners, thank you for listening, following along. And I just want to say too, I know at least for me, it's really uncomfortable to share the mistakes that you make. So
if you listen
this far, and if you like got anything from this, or if you just like have any thoughts about this, like shoot me a DM, like maybe reassure me that you're not judging me for my mistakes.
or if you are, I'd still let us know.
Yeah. Either way, I just kind of want some feedback on this one specifically, but thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week, and thank you for listening.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.